Good morning, I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. NATO defence ministers met in Brussels yesterday, determined to counter hybrid threats and recent violations of European airspace by Russian drones and fighter jets. Luxembourg's defence minister Ulrike Bökkers said NATO partners will not tolerate these breaches, but will respond in a measured way. Ministers discussed drone defence cooperation between NATO and the EU. Bökkers stressed these efforts must be complementary, not duplicate each other, with both organisations working together to strengthen the continent's defences. Moving to Luxembourg, and the hunting season in Luxembourg's woods and fields begins on Saturday, a period that authorities warn brings an increased risk of wildlife-related traffic accidents. With the season lasting until the end of January, wild animals are more likely to dart unexpectedly onto roadways. Drivers are urged to reduce their speed and remain vigilant, particularly when driving along forest edges and fields. Luxembourg's CFL has launched its first coupled Coradia train, creating a 164-metre-long unit with 668 seats, double the capacity of a single train. 14 of the 34 new trains are already in service, with full deployment expected by the end of 2026. In international news, French Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu is expected to survive two no-confidence votes in Parliament this morning after agreeing to suspend a controversial pension law. Lecornu's survival averts another political crisis and has reassured investors, though suspending the law, which raises the retirement age to 64, comes at a cost of €400 million next year. Israel's defence minister has threatened to resume fighting if Hamas does not honour the terms of a US-backed ceasefire that halted the war in Gaza. The statement from Defence Minister Israel Katz's office came after Hamas handed over the remains of two more deceased hostages and said it would be unable to retrieve any more bodies from the ruins of Gaza without specialised equipment. Heavy rains from Storm Alice continue to batter parts of Spain, causing severe flooding in Catalonia that has trapped people in cars, forced evacuations and led to a state of emergency in several areas. While no fatalities have been reported, at least 18 people have been injured by the severe weather. And a knife attack in the Portuguese seaside resort of Cascais yesterday morning has left one tourist from the United States dead and another seriously injured. The assailants, three in number, fled the scene in a vehicle and remain at large. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with football, and it's the second day in the Women's Champions League phase today. Among the matches, Atletico Madrid play against Manchester United, Bayern Munich play Juventus, Paris Saint-Germain take on Real Madrid, and Benfica are set against Arsenal. And in swimming, four-time Olympic gold medalist Ariane Titmus has announced her immediate retirement from swimming, calling it a really tough decision. The 25-year-old Australian had been on an extended break since the Paris Olympics, but had previously said she planned to return to for the 2028 Los Angeles Games.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Today the weather will be grey and overcast, but at least the dry weather is due to take us through to the end of the week. Temperature-wise, we're looking at 9 degrees now and only rising to a high of 14 degrees in the afternoon.